I have wanted to do this all season long, and I thought, you know what? What better trip to do it on than here in Iowa, where she gets to chill here, enjoy the hockey game, and not have to worry about, oh, I don't know, a 5-6 hour overnight trip back to Wheeling. It's time for our Unified Bank profile and our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It is the Wheeling Nailers' very own bus driver, Donna Papp, making her radio and full hockey debut. You're as shocked as anybody, aren't you?
I am certainly as shocked, yes. And thank you for having me on, DJ.
No problem, Don. I mean, you are as energetic of a driver as we've ever had in my 12 years
here. Oh, wow.
Tell me, first of all, what got you into the business of it? Because, I mean, not only are you driving a bus, I mean, this thing classifies as an RV. You've got a trailer hooked up behind it. It takes a lot to learn.
We're about 65 feet when we add that trailer. What got me into it? I'm honestly not sure. I started driving bus, and the bus company had coaches, and the owner came up to me. He said, you know what? You've got the energy to be a driver in the charter industry. And he said, come drive for me, and I did. And I said, no, I don't want to. And he said, just do it. And that was almost 12, 14 years ago. I fell in love with it.
How hard is it to learn? Like, what's the one thing that probably was the toughest thing to master?
Corners.
Really?
Corners, yeah. Because you figure you have 45 feet and your wheels are behind you. So in your car, your wheels are in front, so you take a corner pretty easily. We have to pass the corner and then take it, and then pray you can make it.
And then on top of that, trying to drive a hockey team, you have to learn the trailer on top of that. What kind of obstacles? Because that's where all of our gear goes.
Backing. For me, it was hard to learn which way the steering wheel goes to which way the trailer needs to go. So if you start at the 6th position, you go to the 9th position, the trailer goes left. Start at the 6th position, go to the 3rd position, trailer goes to the right. So once I finally got that mastered, it's not as hard as it was.
So you started to work your way into the ECHL last year. And I think, were you our first?
Yes, you were my very first team that I got to drive. And I picked you guys up, took you to Cincinnati.
Okay.
And I believe you won. And on the way home, we hit a horrendous storm. Ice and snow. And I think the nicest compliment was you guys said we didn't even know it.
The other fun trip we had with you last year was right here to Iowa, because you did a co-drive.
Oh, that's
it was
right.
Over 10 hours.
Yes.
So you had you and Bill Crary.
Bill Crary.
Thanksgiving weekend. And after that, was that the moment you thought, you know what, all right, I got to do hockey all the time now?
I did. I love hockey. I didn't ever think I would love it, but I love it. I love the team. I love the Nailers. Absolutely love them. The guys are the greatest. Staff is the greatest. You guys are so good to me. So for me, it's easy. It really is easy. I don't have any issues at all.
What makes hockey so much different than other things that you've worked, whether it's other sports teams, whether it's the entertainment industry? Like, what makes it so much different?
The energy. The energy. You know, I drive baseball, I drive basketball, I drive volleyball, I've had tennis. The energy from hockey is just, it's amazing. It's a fun sport. It's just, it's a lot more fun. There's a lot more energy. There's just hockey.
We've also essentially made you part of the family. You've had a chance to meet my family. You had a chance to meet Derek Armey's mom here tonight.
I did.
I know you've had a chance to meet some of the fans on your trips into Wheeling this year. What kind of an impression has Wheeling, the Nailers, the city, everybody left on you right now?
It's a hard question, but they're amazing. You guys are just simply amazing. I love it. Absolutely love coming to Wheeling. I love driving you. Everybody's been super, super, super friendly, very helpful. And I got to give a shout out.
Yes.
Booney, Addie, and Jenny. And I'm going to still tell you to go to bed, make sure you get some sleep, and we miss you guys. I did get to meet Derek's mom. She is super pumped up. Oh my gosh, awesome. And I did get to meet Booney and Jenny at the Nailers game. So, but it just a phenomenal organization. I can't say enough good things about you guys. I will remain your driver for as long as you will have me.
The travel industry takes you to some amazing places with some amazing people. What are some of the neat stops that you've had a chance to go to throughout your career that you go, wow, I may have not have gotten this chance if it weren't for being a driver?
Oh, God. God, there's been a the hockey place up in Toronto.
You went to the Hall of Fame?
I went to the Hall of Fame, and it wasn't on the trip. The group was off for like 5 or 6 hours. I got the bus parked, and I said to the guy, I said, hey, what's there something fun to do? And he said, you got to go see it. And I did. Oh, my God. Amazing.
Really?
In Iowa here, went to the Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Vermont. the Van Trapp Family Lodge.
Okay.
Amazing. New York City is always a fun place to go. It sucks for buses. Oh, sorry. You know, it's not good for buses, but it's fun to go. but yeah, I get to see the country. It's amazing. It's just amazing. So,
how about people that you've had a chance to meet? Like, have you met any people that are like uber famous or just cool experiences that you've gotten to kind of witness going to either games or shows?
I got to, so we drive Broadway. Okay. So I did get to go see Frozen.
Oh, wow.
Didn't think I was going to like it. And I've never actually seen the movie. I've heard it on my bus so many times I didn't need to.
Let it go.
We won't build a snowman. Oh, well, we could, though.
We did it the last home game.
but the Frozen was fun. I forgot the question. I'm so pumped up that... Bruce Willis. Okay. I actually ran the cast for Bruce Willis. And at the very last day, he actually came in and thanked me for driving the crew around. And it was in the middle of winter in Cleveland. So it was in the minus, like, 4 degrees. And it was very cold. I've driven football. I've driven Cincinnati Reds. I was their driver for a little while when they'd come into Cleveland. But honestly, I don't know. I still stick by my hockey. I really will. And I used to – my very first hockey team was John Carroll.
No kidding.
And, back when I used to drive for Precious Cargo, and they requested me to be their driver. And that's how I got the love of hockey right there. They always brought me in. They always sat me with them, included me in everything like you guys do. And that was my love for hockey, and that's kind of how it got started, and I just love it now.
Favorite thing / most rewarding thing about what you do? I ask hard questions, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do. favorite thing is getting to meet all the different people, literally. I have met so many wonderful people, and rewarding is a compliment. Believe it or not. I had a player from an opposing team, but I've had players from your team tell me the same thing, that when they get in the bunks back there, they don't worry if I'm behind the wheel. They know the ride's going to be good. And that right there for a driver is one of the best compliments you can get. They feel safe. So that's probably one of the most rewarding things I can hear is we feel safe with you behind the wheel.
We always certainly do, and we always enjoy our time with you. I mean, I think Nailers Nation can just hear it on the radio today, just how upbeat and exciting you are. Donna, we thank everything. We thank you for everything you do for us, and I hope you get a chance to enjoy some hockey this weekend. I know you get a long drive back on Sunday night, but you get two here on Friday and Saturday.
I'm pumped. I can't wait. I can't wait, but thanks for having me on, Deej. I really appreciate it. And go Wheeling.
All right. Donna Papp, our team bus driver. She is from Dreamcatcher Coach. That's our official bus company of the Wheeling Nailers. It is a 1-0 Iowa lead after one. Coming up, more of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. I'll tell you about that zany first period on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.